Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with daddy magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on the jeans. And you're an orgasm addict.
Thanks for tuning in to the Screw podcast with Felicia Rose and her trusty sidekick.
Hey, love. I'm always late to the game on that. I'm like, she's going to say something different. I'm not going to know when to speak.
So happy 8 years since the day that you decided to come back on this podcast.
Oh my God. Like,
it's been eight.
8 years.
I actually have a screen capture from my, like, on this day, and it says, excited to announce that I finally found the perfect co-host for our new sex podcast. Honored to embark on this journey with such a wonderful human. But who will it be? You'll have to tune in.
Oh my God.
And I like had a graphic for it. It was like a wrestling style graphic.
Oh my God, you should send me that graphic. And like,
oh, look at how funny. And it has like mystery co-host, and then it has like a feminine figure, which is so
wait,
cute.
Wait, is that a uterus? Oh wait.
No, it's like a
from here it looks like
a uterus. Oh, I see what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like my Sarlacc pit, actually.
Oh my God. Like, it's been so long since I heard Sarlacc pit. I love Aww. It.
So happy 8 years to agreeing to do this. I shouldn't say come back on. So basically, if you don't know the trajectory, Aaron and I had a little video blog, a vlog, if you will,
a vlog.
20 years ago, ridiculous amount of time, less than that, but not by much, maybe 18 years ago. And we would post like daily on it. It was a whole thing. We had so much fun doing it. We had a lot of eyes on it at one point, and then we got yanked from the site because, of course, we're inappropriate, obviously. And then, you know, corporate America took our lives
souls.
By storm. It took our holes and souls, and we were busy climbing corporate ladders. And then after I got pushed off of my corporate ladder,
oh my
I decided
God.
I wanted to talk about like being peed on. And so I started with that was the first one I did of these. And I think I called it Going Raw with Felicia Rose or something.
Oh.
And I had a couple YouTube videos where it was just me talking. It was just my audio. But that started the whole wanting to get back into this because you and I had a really good rapport and you were about to move back to living with me part-time. And I was fuck it, let's do this. Yeah, like
oh
it all
gosh.
Fell into place at the perfect time.
Wow.
So happy 8 technical years to the Screw.
Wait, it was only 8 years ago? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Only, but also that was a long time ago.
No,
like,
sure.
It feels
time
it's
is
both at the same time.
Time is so strange after a while. Like, you know,
yeah.
As the years go by, you know, like when you're young, you're like, oh my God, a year. That's going to be so fucking long. And now, like, a year goes by like a snap. It's so bizarre.
Yeah, a year is so short.
It's so short now. You
it's
know,
not enough days.
It's
not enough
not.
Days in a year, man.
Especially when you're trying to be, I don't know, ambitious or something, you know? It's like, oh my God, I need another, like, 5 months, please. 5 months.
I don't have energy to be ambitious anymore. And I would be accomplishing a lot more. Now I'm like, I brushed my teeth today. Hey.
I'm like, I got up today. Yay.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of millennials are struggling in this sort of post-pandemic haze where a lot of us are trying not to go on drugs. A lot of us are trying to quit drugs. A lot of us are trying to roll back. And then a lot of us are trying to be medicated for the first time of our lives.
Oh, wow.
And when I say drugs, I mean, you know, prescribed medication. That's what I'm
sure.
trying to explain. But I think a lot of us are just in this weird place where time went by really quick and slow at the same time. Like, I remember the first days of the pandemic, it felt like there was never an end in sight for us to be able to go back to whatever, at least a new normal, right? And
normalcy.
And now it feels like that was so long ago. Like, so much time has passed since then. It's just, it's strange. It's a weird space-time continuum that we're on, and I would like to rip it apart with my pussy.
Speaking of, both of those things, speaking of pussy,
both of our pussies.
Your pussy, and, like, kind of what you're speaking to. So, you know, RIP Dr. Ruth, who was our loneliness ambassador. Apparently she was, before, in her elder years, she was appointed, like, ambassador for loneliness. And sadly,
what a beautiful woman.
She wrote a book about it, and it's going to be published posthumously. But, it was, what an incredible 96 years old. Wish. It's
the fact that she died at the inverted 69, I will give that good fucking job.
Yeah.
I don't, 69 is too young to die, but to die at 96 is so crisp. That's my goal. Goal. I always wanted to be Dr. Ruth, and now at the very least, I want to die at the same age as Dr. Ruth, because I feel like that would be ideal. Right. It would just be nice.
Yeah, incredible, incredible human being. Definitely dedicated to, you know, people understanding more about themselves and sexuality. And I think that's, on some level, what we try to do, not as articulately or as educationally, but
once in a while we have education.
Once in a while.
You know. The other day I taught my friend that, how do I say this without giving away information? Whatever. I taught one of my friends that has been a sexual being for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I taught them about, like, emptying your bladder after orgasm too. They didn't realize. They were like, but it's just my hands that touched. I'm like, no, that's not. We're talking about bladder and heat, hot piss. Get that out of there. It's been boiled, baby. Get it out. So, you know, education is always first and foremost the most important. I'm one of those, when people are saying something dirty, you know, they're like, oh, I'm gonna take my dick out of your ass and put it in your mouth. I'm like, excuse me. Did you know that that's actually not wonderful for your gut biome?
Gut biome, oh my god. Boiled bladder piss. That's like
boiled bladder piss. I like that.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah, RIP, pour one out for the homie, Dr. Ruth. 96 years old.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, and like, I mean, I couldn't believe she was still around when we've lost so many, you know, other kind of people. And she just kept kicking.
Yeah, Shannon Doherty. That was right. So sad. That's a sad one for sure.
Oh my God.
It's one thing to lose people at an age that makes sense. You know?
What were they doing on that charm?
That it ever makes it easier, but.
What were they doing on that Charmed set? She's like the second one that was on that show to, like, have battled with cancer, you know?
Oh, really?
Well, oh my gosh. The one.
Was it Rose McGowan?
Rose McGowan. Yeah.
Oh, damn, that's right. No, yeah. You're right.
I mean, she pulled through, but, like, you know, it's, poof. It's sad. It's sad. It lets you know that these things, you know, are still there and still happening to people despite, like, all the advances in medicine. You can still, you know, succumb to these things. It's, you know. I was reading this thing the other day about, like, how many cancers are actually preventable if we did X, Y, and Z. You know, it's like,
what's X, Y, and Z?
Well,
have good healthcare.
Yeah, right. X, Y, and Z. Good healthcare.
Live in a different country.
I mean, obviously the big one is smoking, but, you know, I think there's so many unavoidable things because of all the toxins in our water, in the air, forever plastics. I mean, the list goes on and on. So even if you were, you know, being good health, you know, it's a uphill battle these days to not have your body poisoned by this earth, unfortunately. Well, not the earth itself, but, you know. The captains of titans of industry.
Yeah.
Oish.
So rest in peace to her, and I think we lost a few other people this week, but
someone
we didn't lose.
Who didn't we lose? Oh right. Well, what? Yeah. Oh my goodness.
How do we say, how do we talk about this topic without ending up on a list?
Okay, well, we talk about it by not talking about it, you know? Oh, right, but before I forget, R.I.P. Richard Simmons and Shelley Duvall. Yes. It was a fucking brutal week for people. What the hell?
Yeah, Shelley was a beautiful soul, absolutely beautiful.
And Richard, I don't know much Richard about Richard was Simmons, a confusing but... soul. A very confusing soul. Anyhow, yeah. So the other thing, well, you know, let's see. Well, like, I think we have to talk about it in what we do best in sexual terms, really. So
like assassinate this pussy.
Assassinate that pussy. Murder my butthole. Shoot it in my face.
Yeah. Oh, you missed. You got the ear. Wrong hole. Good sir. Blast it on my face.
My bloody asshole.
Blast it down. What?
Oh, asshole, bloody.
Jesus, yeah. Tear my ass to shreds till it bleeds. Just a tiny bit, though. Squirt it on the side of my face.
Solo shooter.
Nibble my ear with a ear bullet.
With your bullets. Oh my god.
Your silver bullet. Put your silver bullet in my hole.
Oh. There we go. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh my goodness.
Remember my sign that said Silver Bullet Club? That
was I do. That's a good one.
How about paint me red? Paint my face like I'm Mona Lisa and you're the paintbrush.
Bullet bukkake?
Ooh. I like that.
Now
one.
I'm moving to really alliteration because I really.
Yeah, that's okay. These all count. If we were to make signs for George. If we were in the audience that day and we just so happened to have signs, what would they say?
Where are my shoes? I've said that once or twice when I'm trying to leave in a hurry. Where are my shoes? I need my shoes.
How about Secret Service me? Secret Service this pussy.
My favorite, get down on your knees.
and cover your face because I'm going to cover it with my liquid.
Let's see.
Shotgun blast yourself onto my ear. The ear is the part that makes this harder, I guess.
I know.
It's a bad aim,
If it had been...
Like, if you're going to jizz on a face, you need to jizz on... If you're going to shoot a load on a face...
Yeah, it should be on the face. Like, I I've never had anybody shoot me in the ear.
I have.
Really?
Yeah. Ugh. It went into my ear canal.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
I was not sure about the anatomy of an ear at the time because Google wasn't just like in my hand. That wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Like... And so I had to like go to the family computer and Google it was probably Ask Jeeves. I had to ask Jeeves about cum inside of the ear canal and like what would happen. And I don't think any hits came up. So.
Well, as we know, I still ask the internet questions like Jeeves. Like every time I
type. You do. You full sentence. Not even just like I do partial sentence, but you do full sentence. Like you're like, what would happen if a load blasted inside of my eardrum and it feels like it's squishing inside? ?
And the internet's like, I'm not fucking Jeeves already, okay? Jeeves doesn't live here anymore.
I wonder what Jeeves' load looked like. Is he dead? Is Jeeves dead? Was he based on a real human, or was he just
I mean, what's really sick about that, so think about it. Jeeves is, like, typically, like, the name they use for the butler who, like, does shit for you. It's a very, like society kind British. Of, like, here's my butler or my whatever. Jeeves, can you bring me the bukkake or whatever?
The bullet bukkake?
The bullet bukkake. Oh, my God. Yeah. Bullet bukkake.
So Jeeves wasn't a real guy, but he was based on many men.
Oh.
Many.
Why is it a man that has the answers?
Wish death upon me. I'm bringing this all full circles. what did you say? Why is it what? Well, because we don't want to go, you know, they were trying to be progressive. They were like, well, let's not fetch a maid to clean up after our ask Jeeves.
So it's not ask Consuela.
No, it wasn't that they were trying to be progressive. They just didn't believe that people believed women back then. So they made it a man.
Yeah, I think that's still somewhat a problem in our society, unfortunately.
Oh, is it?
Believing women.
Yeah. You know what's also a problem? Not blasting a load on the face. Aim for the face, you know? When I am taking a facial, I need you to put all of that good vitamin onto the face. Avoid the eyes.
Yeah.
Forehead, cheeks, mouth, chin, nose, T-zone. Get the T-zone. T-zone.
On the face. Yeah.
It's a bullseye.
I've never been T-zone. A huge fan of that. Like, put it right in my mouth. Just.
You want it in the ear. Oh, no, want it in the mouth.
Right in the mouth.
Oh, right inside the mouth.
Pull your trigger right inside my mouth.
Yeah, no, that's good. I like a shotgun blast load to the throat, but I don't know. I often, it's a lot.
You know what it is when it goes in your throat.
I'm not good at. I can't swallow. What's the word I'm looking for? I can't chug liquid. I have to, like, let it sit for a second before I take it
in. So you need it, like, on the tongue before. Yeah.
Blast it on the tongue. Sorry, what were you saying? You interrupted.
Oh, I don't know. I'm either turned on or I'm repulsed. I'm not sure which. I mean, maybe a little of both. And not having to do with us, I have no idea. But,
That's what happens when we're talking about, blasting off loads onto the face.
It's true.
It's a mixture of confusion.
It is.
It
is. Another, like, so, like, I've told you my soccer fascination. And, of course, my soccer game was delayed because, the president had to talk about blasting loads for the first when the game was supposed to start, and then, all chaos broke loose and people couldn't, like, get into the gate. I mean, soccer is an unbelievable, football is an unbelievable sport for an innuendo. I've never, I looked up somewhere, there's something like almost 200,000 professional soccer players. And, so I'm, like, doing my math because, like, no, like, current professional soccer player has, like, male soccer player has come out of the closet yet, right? So, like, when you're thinking, like, this is, like, maybe between, like, 8 to, like, 12% of the population, you're talking to, like, over 10,000 male soccer players that are likely queer, right? And, like,
I wonder if soccer in particular attracts queerness.
I mean, it's got so many, like, macho tendencies. And, of course, now there's all these rules with FIFA. Like, you can't, like, they used to, like, chant, like, things like culero, which is, like, a slang for faggot. And they used to say, like, things like that. And, like, now, their team gets, like, fined if their fans say homophobic or, like, racially disparaging. I found out the other day that it was in Europe, I think, that they used to throw bananas out when black soccer players were playing.
Jesus Christ.
Right. So this sport has, like, historically had a lot of really horrible, like, energy to
it. When did it start to progress properly.
Like, I feel like this is maybe like 10 years ago. I mean, MLS has started off on a really good foot in general, mm-hmm. right? For, you know, the football being played in the U.S. professional teams. Because, you know, you go to all
really
these
all
teams.
That's really all I'm familiar with.
You go to these things, they have soccer, like huge pride flags now, and their supporter section is like, you know, has like definitely good queer energy. And a lot of these teams have like pride days. I went to like the New Mexico United, which is like a second tier league in the state, and they had a big pride festivity, which was really cool. Like, they had the like either New Mexico or Albuquerque gay men's choir like sing, and they had like some like lesbian singing troupe do the national anthem at the beginning. They like, you know, honored local like queer activists, and I'm like, this is great to see. But, you know,
yeah,
I think the rest of, like, you know, soccer, you know, it has, there's a lot of fierceness and machismo going on, you know, and I don't know when we'll see a time where that's easier. You know, you have all the constant things about, well, the locker room and how do we deal with that, you know, the old tropes about it. And it's like, well, you're probably getting naked in front of queer people. Not probably, definitely. If we're looking at the numbers, you're definitely getting naked in front of queer folks. Like, it's already happening, and if nothing's happened, or if something has happened, you know, I guess that's your secret. But I just think, you know, it's such a sport that I think, I don't know, I've never really been into sports, but I really love soccer. And it's not just because of the bouncing boltos. It's also the culos. It's a very exciting, like, game, you know, and not in the tackle you, kill you kind of American football kind of way. It's very exciting, and it has like
the brain injury in soccer is a lot less, which is nice. It's there.
Yeah, no, sure. Nice. I mean, you see the way. I mean, I can't begin to imagine getting kicked in the rib cage with a cleat. It's not on my like kinky bucket list to have those nasty ass shoes with the little dots on the bottom. Like, like last night, Messi's ankle was swollen to the size of, I would say, like, bigger than a tennis ball, because he had got like cleated in it like twice, and like they showed it like afterwards stuff. And I was like, what I couldn't believe is this motherfucker has his name on the bottom of his shoe.
I mean, I can believe that.
I mean,
I watched recently, what is it, Love Undercover, where it's like these famous soccer players from all over the world are trying to date women that think that they're just like construction workers and like whatever, but really they're like famous rich soccer players that are very, very well known. And it was really, it's a really cute show. I think it's a cute show. It's a little silly. It's a little goofy, as is all of those dating whatever the fuck shows. But
don't they have
a couple cuties on it? It's
don't
cute.
They have a similar thing, like what is it, like Basketball Wives or something, like.
I
like
don't. Another reality. I don't think that's a dating show. Oh, yeah, that's just reality.
Oh, that's
show.
A reality show. Yeah. I can't keep track.
Where like
of
the
it.
Wives of basketball players have like their, you know, their lives kind of taped or whatever. But yeah, no, that I, you know, I played soccer forever. I didn't watch a lot of it. I watched some of it. I watched the World Cup when Brandi Chastain won. I was a big Mia Hamm fan, but I
look
didn't
at you knowing
watch
names
a lot of
and
it.
Stuff.
Well, yeah, because that's what I liked when I was younger. But I didn't ever really like watching sports that much, as much as I liked, you know, participating. But now that I don't participate in anything, I do actually enjoy watching sports. So I like soccer. I like, but I don't follow anything that has to, even wrestling anymore. Like I don't have cable, and I don't have the ability to just watch whatever I want whenever I want it.
Right.
So in a way it's kind of nice because I am disconnected, but also wrestling, well, at least Raw is going to Netflix next year. So
I will have the ability to watch it regularly. I did read about that.
It's going to be a lot less PG, which is cool. I will probably
What
read
is that?
Debut
oh,
sign.
Oh, because it's not on a network.
Yeah, there's no I don't know how, like, I don't know if it's just going to be like PG-13. I don't know if it's going to be straight up rated R, but it feels like the dialogue is moving that way because they've been making innuendo and jokes that
like of a sexual nature.
Yeah. On the adult side in general for the last couple months, okay. It's definitely been kind of moving that way. So I have a feeling that by the time it goes to Raw, it's going to be very, very dirty, or not very dirty.
Well, I mean, with like a name like Raw, but... not like,
yeah. But yeah, so soccer. But you got me back into watching it. So, like,
well,
in person. I really like in person.
It was such a fun game having you. Like, and we watched with my partner's mother last night, and we were both like reminiscent of having you with us at the game. Cause I like to yell at the screen. I mean, I like to yell. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm probably less likely to yell in person, just because like I don't always. I don't understand all of it yet, but I'm pretty good. I'm like definitely now understand the difference between, you know, some of these rules and how to win. Like I had never seen a game that had like extra time and penalty kicks and like it's, you know, because usually like for MLS, you can finish with a tie. And I guess regular season for a lot of these teams, you finish with a tie. But, like, the championships, you can't finish with a tie.
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't leave it open.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. So, you know, I watched the whole, like, Copa America, like, every single game, every single round.
It was fun.
Like, yeah, it's just, like, a good unwinding, you know?
Well, it's fun when you actually have something to watch in, like, a build-up way.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I do like wrestling, because there's this, you know, you're telling a story over time, and then if you watch it regularly, if you're watching it weekly, say, it's going to give you the ability to kind of get caught up in it. And it's something to look forward to. It's something to put on your schedule. I think it's good. I think it's good for people to have at least one scheduled activity a week where they can look forward to it and enjoy it. And it's low stakes for you, unless you're gambling. It's right. Low stakes for you because you don't have, aside from your emotions, you don't have anything invested into the situation. And your emotions are only so, you know, there's only so much about the sport that's going to upset you. Right.
Right. I heard, like,
again, there's exceptions to that, right? But like totally. Most people are watching as just because it's fun to watch, right?
They're not. Yeah, I heard Drake put like $200,000 on Canada to win. Like, that's some commitment to your.
And who won?
Not Canada. I think it was. Fun. I think they played. Was it Uruguay or Venezuela? No, they played Uruguay for third place, and Uruguay ended up with third place. But I think they had beat or. Lost to, I don't remember now. Whatever. You see so many of these games, like, and they go by so quickly. It all starts running through, and you learn all the big names, and then you like feel like, oh, look at all these teams with all their diva players. And then when their diva player is out, it's kind of like a messy, not messy, not the messy, but like a messy. it was really cute because there was this one kid in Spain, and I'm terrible at names, so I'm not going to remember, but he is now officially the youngest person to score a goal at an international event. He was 16 when he scored it, and he turned 17 on Saturday, and Spain won Sunday. And so, but they, you know, on the internets, the interwebs or whatever, there's a picture of him as a baby. His mom took him to some event, and Messi is like super young, and he like gives his blessing of the little, you know, baby who is now,
sure,
you know, this like Messi record blessed. Holder. Yeah. I'm like, that man's so gonna cute. Have a whole bunch of people lining up to bless
yeah,
their
bless
future soccer star.
Soccer skills. That's so funny. I love seeing, there's a lot of the time I see photos of current wrestlers, the younger generation of wrestlers, and they're having met their, you know, their future coworker. You know, they were like 8. It's like a picture of them, you know,
but
somebody like CM Punk or Cena or somebody, and then like, you know, however many years later they're in the ring with that person. I love that.
I know, it's kind of crazy. It is kind of interesting, but I don't know. I never thought I'd like it so much. I still am trying to figure out why this sport and not other sports, you know? I mean, I know they call it the beautiful game, but it is really filled with, like, I guess it does have its level of drama, and they get all worked up, and,
yeah,
you know, like, push each other and grab at each other's shirts, and you know, it's the most like
I think. Oh, sorry, go on.
No. I mean, I know like the homoeroticism is probably subliminally a part of it. A bunch of sweaty men hugging each other, tugging on each other, you know, kissing each other, crying. I mean, it is such an emotional freaking sport.
But that's I think that's a lot of sport, though. I think that you could probably find similarities with other sports to that. But what I was going to say is I think that soccer is the perfect in between of, like, it's kind of like the best of all of the sports worlds, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is large and vast, like the field itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a lot of places to look.
True.
It's outdoors, which I think it brings a different energy to the sport that you're watching when True. You can see it outdoors. It has grass, which we all are attracted to, like nature.
Yeah.
It also has fast and slow spots.
Yeah.
So somebody might pass the ball from one end of the field to the next, and then that person is over there, not off sides or anything, but they're just kind of like in their own little pocket, and they have time to decide what to do.
Yeah.
Football, there's no decision time. Aside from when that motherfucker's running to get a, running to the, what, the end goal, the whatever, to make a point, to get points. Aside from that part, there's everybody is kind of on top of each other. It's fast. It's a lot to look at.
It
so
is.
I understand why people like that, but people that want that need like a in between, and like basketball is so dissonant. Basketball has those fucking squeaks on the floor. I can't go. I cannot go watch basketball because of the way that the shoes sound against the
floor. That's true.
So, like, all of those different things, like the dissonance that you find in football because there's fucking every 2 seconds a new song playing. And, you know, it's, I don't know, football's a little louder than the average soccer game. Soccer can get loud, but it's definitely louder. There's more going on in football. There's, like, more sponsorship shit, all that.
Yeah.
And then basketball's loud because it's dissonant as fuck. The sound of the ball against the floor, the squeaks of the sneakers.
That's true.
I fucking cannot stand it. I cannot stand it.
You really don't hear
I like watching it, but I have to mute it, so I can't go in person.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, like, make sense of why we like soccer.
No, I would say basketball is, like, my second play. I mean, basketball, my dad was always really into it, so I think, like, I understood that. I mean, he liked, like, baseball too, but baseball I find excruciating. I think I like that there's
too slow.
There's a finite it's too slow, and it's so, like, it can be a game where nobody gets a point, you know, for hours and hours. Like, it's just and I get it. It's really hard to hit a tiny ball going like 100 miles per hour. I understand that. Yeah. You know, but it doesn't make it the most exciting game to watch.
Yeah, it's boring. It's like golf for me.
Yeah.
It's similar.
And like 90 minutes at least in general, even with extra time, you like kind of know, like, this game no matter what is likely going to be over within 2 hours. And that's, you know, I mean, I think that's it too. You're watching the clock, so there's like the speed and, like, you know, energy to it that's going, and, you know, watching just the fancy footwork. I mean, ugh. And yes, some of them are so fucking hot. I could lose my shit. Like, I think soccer fantasy would be, I'm there.
Sign me up
to be the ball boy.
yeah soccer is, I like it. It's one of my favorites as far as watching it goes. Playing it, it's also my favorite, but that's because I played it growing up.
I haven't played it since high school, when they used to kick the tall boy in the shins all the time, and let me say, we weren't wearing cleats, and it still hurt. It does not feel good.
Well, if you weren't wearing shin pads either, of course it
Right,
hurt.
Exactly.
Reason those exist.
Get out and go kick the ball around, you know?
Shins are not meant to, like, withstand a blow, if you will.
Yeah,
I would get little, I don't even know if they were shin splints, but I'd get little, like, floating pieces of bone from getting smacked in the shin all the time. That was like a big, that was like a thing.
That's horrible.
Me and my soccer gal pals, we'd be like, oh, you feel this one? You feel this one? Look at it floating.
Soccer gal pals, I love it. Yeah, I mean, they put me in the goal, and I didn't realize that at the time, but now after watching soccer, I realized they put a lot of the tall boys as the goalies. Like,
well, yeah, because you can reach up to the top.
Yeah, I mean,
you have a big wingspan, so you can smack it out.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm not going to lie. So, you know, I wanted to...
Are we jocking out again? This is another Jock Jams episode.
I know, but like, look, Copa America and UEFA just finished, which it's been like the first half of summer has been nonstop
UEFA.
Soccer.
That sounds like some fucking UEFA. Thing, some Italian. Yeah, you fucker. Hey, you're a big effa.
Oh, can I just say the king of Spain? I don't remember what his name is, but he was shaking hands because Spain won, and he is really tall and really hot daddy energy. So look up king of Spain and check him out. He's delicious. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess that's what it is. Like, hot, sweaty guys running around everywhere on the field. Like, I'm signed up for that. Definitely. You know?
Yeah. I like the yeah.
Yeah. It's been a weird summer, though. And, like, I think I'm trying to keep it light because we are trying to avoid, like, the horrific doom and gloom of the news cycle, which is, you know... Assassinating my pussy aside, there's like a lot of like, you know, heavy shit going on in the world right now. Holy fuck. So, you know, we don't all need to be so, you have to balance it. You know me, I love to say stay involved, but pay attention to your health. We always talk about that. You know, we are still, and I'm wondering when the world, you know, we have all these like federal kind of programs and pushes, and they're trickling down to the state to concentrate on behavioral health stuff. You know, the world is in pain, our country's in pain, post-COVID.
I've been having dirty dreams about this YouTuber named Mike Stoklaska. I don't know how to say it.
Mike Stoklaska.
But he's from Red Letter Media and Best of the Worst and Half in the Bag. And I don't know if it's just, like, my brain trying to tell me that, like, I'm in love with him or, like, if there's a deeper meaning. What do you think?
Well, what does he YouTube about?
Movies and stuff.
And what do you think is ensnaring you about him?
I don't know. But it's weird. He's in every dreamscape lately that my mind creates, he's in.
Really? What kind
Why
of
is he
what,
there?
What is he doing in these dreamscapes?
I need you to look him up.
Okay. Wait.
I need you to see this man. So you understand, because without context you're going to be like, I don't understand.
Okay. Well, it's going to flash up on this clever screen recording we're doing too. So that's kind of
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So it's oh, no, not that.
I don't think we're going to see your screen, but...
Mike what?
Maybe. Okay, type in Mike Best of the Worst.
Best of
It's Mike Stoklaska? Stoklaska?
Yeah.
I can't say it.
I love how, like, the picture of him online is... The main picture that comes up with his name is just his chin, which is kind of hilarious.
What the fuck?
Let me go to images. Okay. Wow. Okay. So you have to explain this to me.
I don't know. This is why I interrupted you to ask. This is a very important service announcement.
The picture I'm looking at, he's wearing like what do you call those like plaid shirt kind of things? Like
a flannel?
Flannel. And he's got his mouth open, and he's got, like, 10 o'clock shadow and thinning hair and big eyebrows.
Yeah, that's him. That's
He does remind me of he reminds me of someone, and I can't place...
Why is he in my dream?
Oh, shit! Okay, Ladies and gentlemen, I'm recording and I just lost Felicia. We're going to try to get her back. Hilarious. You know, this is really funny because, like...
Is it still recording me?
Oh, yeah. Like, I lost you and, like, so...
And then you found me.
And then I found you. Mike Schlotsky,
So my question is why? Because you've known me for 20 years. I thought maybe you'd be like, oh, he reminds me of somebody that we used to know or something. That would make sense.
He reminds me of somebody who orders a hoagie every day at lunch.
What the fuck does that mean? He's just a simple guy. He likes a simple sandwich.
I could see you guys like ordering sandwiches together and
what the fuck? What a specifically nondescript way to describe somebody. That is hilarious.
Okay, I'm trying.
I feel like you two would enjoy a Subway footlong.
Yeah, I do. I think you would make, you know, some dirty jokes about it somewhere. You know, I don't know. I guess he does look very affable, and maybe, you know, look, I was having this huge conversation because, you know, I think there's a lot of people who are like, oh, well, I'm still attracted to what I was attracted to 10, 20 years ago. And I just don't think that's true. I think after people cycle through experiencing some of their attractions, like maybe their attractions morph into something that they weren't attracted to before, something different. Like, I know for me, it's not so much the physical aesthetic of somebody anymore. I mean, I'd just be
so
real.
So you think that his personality in these YouTube videos got me hot?
I feel like that must...
Because, okay, like, when I'm looking at a photo of him, like, some of these photos, they're bad candids. Like, he's in the middle of, like...
eating a sandwich. Literally, one of the ones I saw, he's, like, the candid... He's, like, eating something.
There we go.
And podcasting, or whatever.
Right. So, like... He's not an unattractive man.
No.
If I were walking down the road, I don't know if I didn't know who he was. If I've never seen his face before and I was walking down the road, I don't know if I would like double take.
I don't know if you would. I mean, look,
women make me double take, let's be honest, so I don't know, I probably wouldn't.
Are you particularly into like hairy, dark featured men?
I don't, okay. What is life? What I'm trying to say is like, consciously, I'm not like, oh my god, I gotta get on that date. But he's in all of my dreams, and it's like, he's courting me in them.
I will say he looks like he has a very nice tongue, you know. But again, his main profile picture is like his mouth is open, and like you can see his tongue. So I'm trying to piece it together. Maybe it's more subliminal kind of stuff, and you know,
like I like his work. Like he's funny. He's good at what he does. Like,
I mean, you do like funny. I do think you like funny. I think funny goes a long way with you.
Is that it? What I'm trying to say is, like, is post 35 just you fantasizing about guys or girls that are just like
gonna
nice
make you look
or like make you smile? Well, look, like, I'm never gonna have like a Fabio type sexual
I want to grow old with somebody that makes me like laugh all the time, so maybe it's a more like primal kind of thing. Like
my subconscious is just like, you are attracted to nice and funny, and
nice and funny is good. It's
watches
real hard,
movies hard and eats sandwiches.
Yes.
I could have a sex dream about anything or anyone in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm having sandwich boy sex dreams. I kind of love it. I'm not even putting him down. Like, he's cute. I'm just saying, like, again, he's, you know, I could have dreams about Manuel Ferrara. he ain't in my dreams.
Yeah, but that's you've rude. Already had those dreams. So, like, maybe your subconscious is like, I want something new. Give me something true. Different.
Yeah.
Here's shake it up. Your sandwich boy.
I hope he doesn't vanity search himself.
Look, like I'm really surprised. Like, you know, I'm always surprised at like my evolving attraction of people as I get older. You know, I have this obsession with the actress from Jane the Virgin, Gina Rodriguez. Like, she is like, I mean, she is just gorgeous to me. And she's, like, full-figured. I think I like full-figured people because I have no time for mad, flaco, skinny anybody's, like, anymore. I can't imagine, like, it feeling good to be intimate with them. No offense, skinny dudes and girls. I'm sure you're fabulous. I'm sure you're fabulous, but, like, I've had enough, like, skinny in my youth. I'm good.
Yeah, it's just an attraction thing. You don't have to explain it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I mean, right. Yeah, no harm, no foul. Everybody's attracted. And that's, I guess, my point. Like, who knows? Who knows what attraction is? One part chemical, one part, like, I mean, you haven't seen him in person yet, so you don't know how he smells or anything. Because
in my dreams, he smells great.
Like a hoagie?
No, he smells really good. He has nice cologne.
Oh, nice.
I, what is that, though? Like, why is he in my dreamscapes? Why do I smell him? Like, this is very strange.
Yeah, it's that.
It's weird.
It's that something.
Fucking weird.
That je ne sais quoi. You don't know.
Well, either way, I needed to talk it out because it's one of the few, like, reoccurring things right now in my subconscious, this man.
No, I love it. I love that you pick, like, a moderately, like, your subconscious has picked, like, not a famous star or whatever, just not a soccer player, yeah. But kind of just...
No.
A dude that does something that puts him in, like, you know, lets you have access to seeing him and hearing him, you know?
Yeah. He's been making these videos, his YouTube channel for like 14 years or some shit.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of content I can watch of him.
maybe that's it.
Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, okay. Yeah. He's watched weekly, but not like, I watch a lot of shit weekly.
I mean,
that's not in my dreams.
No, like no SVU.
No, I don't really watch that anymore.
Oh, thank God.
It's just, well,
falling to sleep in our apartment with SVU. Like,
oh, it's still on murder.
Yeah,
it's just a different channel. It's just a different premise. It's real. She really got fucking murdered. You know, like that's the.
That's interesting. I mean, you know, you got a strange psyche.
You can only get the fake shit for so long. You gotta go after the real shit, you know. I'm saying, you gotta quench that thirst.
Wow. Yeah. You do. I mean, you know what it is, like, these days. Like, look, I'm back at camp at college, and I will say, the youngins don't do it for me, like, on any level. Anymore, not ever.
What does that even mean?
Like, you know, like there's this that 18 to 24, you know, there's lots of these, like,
oh, yeah, the gross
queer men that are like twink crazy. And like, look, this is a
I just see like an underdeveloped human.
Like, right. I'm like, you need to bake a little bit longer before you come over.
Get back in the oven.
But the thing that I'm also seeing is, and I did not have this on my bingo card in the 90s with, like, how incredibly ageist, like, queer culture felt at that time, and, you know, even the early 2000s. And now there seems to be, like, a daddy fever everywhere. Like, I'm seeing so many things with these kind of, like, I don't want to say extreme age difference, but 10-plus years. And that's... I don't know what to think about it. You know, we've talked about it before. I think it's somewhat like a product of our society these days. But, like, you know, I'm glad to see less ageism, you know, and this is the hot topic with our president right now. Like, you know, I'm feeling this weird tide of the Democratic Party is abandoning him. Now they're not abandoning him. And now they're like, don't be ageist, you know, just because he has right. like a couple of, like, I get it. This is a president that had a stutter or like some sort of speech impediment for many years. And you, mm-hmm. you know, when we age, some of the things that we practice really hard cognitively to control can get worse for sure.
Right.
I don't think he's like Alzheimer's-y. I'm just going to be real. And I'm not a huge supporter of this man, but I do think some of the, you know, critique is a little unfair. You know, the other guy speaks gibberish constantly, so I'm not sure how he's much better. The race of the angry white men. But, you know, the great thing I heard articulated was basically like, don't we want leaders that are kind of representative of like kind of the median of like our society? And 80 something years old is not it. And how in touch can an 80 something year old be with the struggles of 20 something years right. olds and 30 something?
Yeah, we talked about that last,
you know,
last podcast.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's a weird time. It's a very weird time. And I'm hopeful that after this election cycle, hopefully people like wake up and smell something and work on it.
Wake up and smell Mike's DeClossa.
Apparently. Now I'm going to have to like watch a couple. I'll watch a couple videos for the next podcast and give some sort of like, you know, analysis. A new
analyze my dream.
A fresh,
daddy.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, who better to tell you where the fuck your fucking brain is going in a situation than your best friend of forever? Like,
yeah,
you should know. You would know.
Yeah, I mean, I've been like
I'm gonna
observing
pull my like top three friends and see what y'all say about this.
There you
obsession.
Go. I've been observing your attraction pattern since you were a youngin yourself, and
19.
Since you were a twinkette.
Yeah, I was a twinkette.
And I have to say, like, kudos to you. It really has kind of been like a very diverse, like, variety of individuals.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Over the years.
Pretty sure you could say everything, everybody.
Yeah.
Every type.
Every body type, every gender type, every yeah, you've been very open-minded, you know.
A smattering, if you will.
So under that kind of umbrella, I understand.
But that's what I'm saying. I could have dreams about anybody.
Apparently not.
No, it's just funny that my dreamscape was like, shpoink, this is the one.
Shpoink. Nice.
I have a few people in my dreamscape, and they're very they're hand-selected.
Yeah.
You know? It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how they get there, but they're hand-selected by me to be there when I'm there.
Yeah. I'm always wondering about dreams, like what unfinished business is going on in our psyches that's producing them. And apparently, yeah. You want a hoagie and a laugh, so.
A hoagie and a what?
I don't know. I think it's because I saw some picture of him eating,
it's
and it's just like.
I just want a sandwich and a smile.
I mean, some people want yachts and whatever, and some, you know, want hoagies. What can you do?
Yeah.
Brought to you by the Screw.
Well, Lainey, you know, I put the hoe in hoagies, so.
Oh, you put the hoe in hoagies. Oh my God, that's so clever.
Thanks for tuning into The Screw. We'll be back next week for more nonsense.
Whether you like it or not.
Oh, jeez. No, this is a consent-based
podcast.
Oh,
sure. Well, yeah. I mean, you don't have to listen.
You're not allowed to turn it off if it's already
don't
on.
Turn it off. Like, kind of Clockwork Orange style. We're gonna keep your ears
open. Everything you're saying right now is so messed up, and I... Keep it in. Don't edit it out. bored.
Peace, love. Follow us everywhere. Okay. Bye.
Follow us into